Stephen Boris, tell me, what are you doing in France? A long way from Winnipeg.
Yes. Well, I am working on laying the groundwork for some very special Inuit art exhibitions from the WAG in various cities in France, including Paris, Caen, and Rouen. And it's a chance for us to share the world's largest collection of Inuit art with the rest of the world.
Now, as you said, the Winnipeg Art Gallery has the world's largest collection of Inuit art. What is it that you want to exhibit in France?
You know, we want to show some of the best carvings and drawings and prints and textiles, but we also want to share, and this is even more important, the whole culture and idea of Indigenous art, and in this case, Inuit art, which represents a crucial body of cultural output in Canada. And I find art is one of the most powerful vehicles or tools to communicate ideas and perspectives and to actually expose people to different ways of life and thinking.
How much interest is there in France for Inuit art?
You know, there's a lot of interest. And I can't speak for across Europe, but, you know, we've had discussions with people in Germany, museums in Italy, but the French are very interested. We also have an agreement between Manitoba and Normandy for the exchange of cultural projects and ideas, and we hope to bring some wonderful Impressionist paintings to Canada from Normandy in France, and in exchange we're also working on sending over some of our Inuit collection.
When is this going to happen?
Well, we hope that the first exhibitions will be at the end of 2017 or in 2018. It'll take some planning because there are several cities and museums involved. And we also want to include some of the artwork from the Government of Nunavut's collection, which is now on loan, long-term loan, to the Winnipeg Art Gallery. So we would be sending over truly a national collection to France.
Tell me about some of the Inuit artists that you would like to introduce to the French viewers, the French public.
Well, we'd like to share with them all aspects of the most exciting moments in Inuit art making, from artists, early artists, for instance, like Karu Ashevak from the 80s and 90s, Jesse Unark in terms of her prints and drawings, Kiagakashuna from Cape Dorset, his beautiful carvings from the 90s, and then some of the greatest printmakers from Baker Lake, Luke Iksitarik, Pudluk. There's just so many different artists that represent different parts of the Arctic. It's hard to narrow down the list, but we'd like to give different ideas of themes, of art making, and, of course, art that represents the different communities in the Arctic regions.
Now, is there I know we have talked to a lot of Inuit artists, especially contemporary Inuit artists who try to make contemporary art. And some of them have complained that they get boxed into this category of Indigenous art, where people have certain stereotypes or, ideas of what a traditional Indigenous art should look like. And when they try to get out of it, it's pretty hard for them to get into art galleries, auctions and stuff like that. Is there an attempt on your part to introduce not what the Europeans, the French, would perceive as traditional Inuit art, but also contemporary Inuit art that might not fit that stereotypical form?
Yes, and you know, you raise some very good points and questions here. And as you've acknowledged, the majority of Inuit art as we know it from the post-war period has been curated, collected, presented by non-Indigenous people. So already we've kind of assigned labels and ways to look at it and to define it. One of our goals at the Winnipeg Art Gallery and for the Inuit Art Center is to dismantle some of the templates, the structures that are in place, pedagogical, stylistically, the way we define, and let the artist's work speak. And in the end, really, we're looking at contemporary art, period. And there is going to be a time, there is a time right now to start dismantling the categories, the labels that we place on whether it's cultures, on groups or peoples, that has been done largely with the non-Indigenous community. And that has to change. And clearly, whatever Europeans think of Inuit art, a lot of it has been molded by the Canadians along the 49th parallel in terms of way outside the Arctic. And that's one of the roles and responsibilities we have at the Art Gallery, is to kind of dismantle some of that historical structure, that framework.